So perhaps apropos of the pasuk in Mishnah that we learned this morning, we'll take a look at the Mishnah here in Avos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yehi Momon Chavecha Chavev Alecha Kishalach Haskein Atzmcha Lilmod Torah She'en Yerushalach V'chol Maasecha Yu V'Shem Shamayim. But for today, we'll focus on the last five words. V'chol Maasecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim. The Rambam quotes this in the Yad in Perigimel Tuchus Deis. If you have, take a look at Rabbi Yossi Perigimel Halacha Beis. Tzoch Adam Shiachavin Komas of Kulam Kedei Leida Es Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvad. Everything a person does should be calibrated and oriented to facilitate, to contribute to culminate in Yedias Hashem. Maybe we'll try to, again, initially just read. It's two somewhat long halachas and then try to get somewhat of an overview. Be'ezus Hashem l'nada. V'yashifta v'kumo v'diburo hakol l'uma zahadova. Ketzat. K'shayisa v'yitein o'yasa malocha lita oschat. Again, schar means wages. We're used to the phrase sachar v'onesh, and we translate schar as reward. But it lo solin pulas sachar itcha adboka biyomo sitein sacharo. Schar means wages. Kisha yisa v'yitein o yasim alocha lito schar lo yia belibo kibbutz mamon bilvad. The person's end goal shouldn't be amassing wealth. Eliyase dvarim halalu kidei sheyimtza dvarim shehaguf tzarech lohen me'achilo shesiyah v'yeshivas bayis and nesiyas isha. The, again, in the more advanced, albeit not ultimate, kavana, is that a person needs money in order to provide for the necessities of life. Again, the Rambam has yet to, but he will subsequently then contextualize what a person's approach should be to the necessities of life. B'chein k'sheyochal v'yishta, right? So this, the sequence is, it builds on each other, right? So the amassing money, the earning a panosa is to provide for necessities such as achil or siyat now, but what's the sort of redeeming context and kavana with regard to these. V'chein sheyocha v'yishta v'yivol lo yasim al libo lasos dvarim halalu kedei lehanos bilvad. The end goal is not the, the physical pleasure that a person derives. Ad shenimtza, were that the goal, so then that would have translated into ad shenimtza shenu ochel v'shosa el hamosok lechech v'yivol kedei lehonos, ella yasem alibo k'sheyocho v'yishta kedei lehavos gufo v'eivar bulvad. It should be to maintain his health in optimally. Lefichach, the way that will happen afgemina practically, it's not just a question of attitude, but it translates practically, concretely as well. Lefichach leyochal kol shehachech misaveh, kmo hakel v'hachamor, eleyochal dvarim hamo'ilim lo. Im marim, im mesukim. V'lo yochal dvarim harim laguf, af al pi shehin mesukim lachech. Here, the Rambam, I guess it is pretty explicit. There's an idea that the Rambam that recurs in several contexts in the Rambam very powerful, very sobering. A person is not acting on the level of a human being by virtue of the fact that we walk bekoma zakufa, as opposed to on all fours. A person is acting humanly as opposed to animalistically by virtue of the how he contextualizes and how he frames his physical life. And when a person is just nimshach achata vosav, so then koma zakufa notwithstanding, it's kamo akela v'achamor. There's nothing human about it. We're hungry, animals are hungry. There's nothing human about the instinct to eat, to assuage hunger. And there's nothing human about when we eat, what we enjoy. If a person wants to elevate that, not to the level of a malach, to the level of a person. If we want to elevate that to the level of a person, so it means that there has to be something which isn't instinctive about it. There has to be something which is conscious, deliberate, where the seichel is determining, dictating the what and the how much and the why of dealing with physical needs. Kate said, Misha hayubso cham. Okay, this is a sort of in medieval medical terms, whatever the proper translation is in modern terms. Misha hayubso cham lo yochel bosor velo dvash velo yishta yayin. Ki inyan sham ashlomo derech moshol ochel dvash harbos lo tov. The shosa meha olshen afal pishu humar shenimtza shehu ochel the shosa derech refua vilvad kedei she yavi v'yamo tshalem hol v'yav shal odom lichyos ela b'achilos siya. V'chein, the Rambam continues, k'she yivol lo yivol ela kedei lahavos gufo v'kedei lekayim es hazara. Lefichach eino boel kol zman sheyisave ela b'chol eis sheyeida shehu tzarech lahotzi shechva zara kmo derech harifus o lekayim es hazara. So the Rambam here is masig that v'chein the mitzvahs ona. Why did the Rambam omit that? So the answer on the Rambam's hasaga. Let's say if you go to Perek Zayin in Hilchos Deis, so that's where the Rambam has Hilchos Lashon Hara. That's where Hilchos Lashon Hara appears in the Rambam. And yet there's a glaring omission, is that the Rambam has the Isser of Rechilus, and the Isser being the Sapa Lashon Hara, he doesn't mention the Isser of Shmias Lashon Hara. The Rambam doesn't record the Isser of Shmias Lashon Hara until you get to Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he quotes the pasuk of L'sisa Shem Ashav. So how can it be that Perek Zayin is where all of Hilchos Lashon Hara is, and the Rambam omits something as basic as the Issa of Shemias Lashon Hara? So the answer is that, wait a minute, what's Hilchos Lashon Hara doing in Hilchos Deis anyway? So clearly the Rambam is telling us that the Pshat, the Yisod HaIssa of Lashon Hara, is that it's a Hilchos Deis Deke Issa. It flows from and reflects and therefore also reinforces a Deya Ra'ah. Why is a person speaking disparagingly about someone else? It reflects a Deya Ra'ah. That pshat, that taich of Issa Lashon Hara applies to being Mesapa Lashon Hara, where the person initiates the Lashon Hara. If I happen, which can easily happen, maybe it's the most common scenario of Shmias Lashon Hara. It's not that I sat down, hinani muchanim zuman, you know, I look around to see, you know, which table I sit at, I'm likely to hear the juiciest Lashon Hara. No, the normal scenario is a person happens to hear the Lashon Hara. So here, that's not a Hilchos Deis Dek Issa. It's a different Issa. It's also... It's an Issa Daraisa, but it's not a Hilchos Deis Deke Issa. So what do you see? What's the sort of the cloud that you see? Is that the Rambam, when he has to choose between being Makif, the Inyan on one level, as opposed to the conceptual organization on the other, so he's opting for the latter. The Rambam would rather hold off on recording Issa Shmias Lashon Hara until Hilchos Sanhedrin, rather than muddy the waters by mentioning it in Hilchos Deis, when the Issa of Sipa Lashon Hara is an Issa of Hilchos Deis, but the Issa of Shmias Lashon Hara is not an Issa of Hilchos Deis. Oh, Hashad Asin Lahachi. So that's the answer in the Ravitz HaSaga. Because the Rambam is talking about the moderation in a person's married life, mitzad Hilchos Deis. The fact that the Zechi of Onis has got nothing to do with Hilchos Deis. And Mimela, the Rambam Avada does talk about those dinim, but he talks about those dinim, Hilchos Ishus, where they belong. Halachi Gimel. Hamanig atzmal piho rufuah, imsama libo, So again, so in halacha base we established that a person earns his panosa not to amass wealth, but to be able to provide for the necessities of life, such as buying food. And then in turn, when a person eats, so he's not doing that for pleasure, he's doing that to sustain his health in an optimal fashion, etc. But none of that has the Rambam touched on the ultimate yet, right? So that comes in Halacha Gimel. Hamanig atzma alpiyo refuim sama libo shia kol gufo ve'evav shlemim chazokim bilvad. I want to feel good. I want to be in good shape. I want to live a long life. That's my end goal. V'shayilo bonim osim melachto ve'amelim letzarko. Ein zo derech tova. In order for a person to have optimal conditions for learning, for study, for Yedias Hashem, so he has to be in the best of health. And the degree to which a person suffers from ill health, it impinges upon that pursuit of Yedias Hashem. Nimsa ha-mahalich b'derech zo, b'yosem ha-libo shiyeh lo ben, ula yiyeh chocham v'godol b'Yisrael. So how does that work? The Rambam says that the kavana, which contextualizes Beila, is Yasem Alibo Shielo Ben Ula Yechocham Gadol Yisrael. So, in the previous line, so the Rambam has completed the chain for us, right? In Halacha Beis, the Rambam says everything should be for the ultimate goal of Yedias Hashem, and he explained how a person can be on the subway. And he's taking the A train to work, and how that is ultimately for Yedias Hashem. He explained how a person can be sitting in the cafeteria and eating breakfast, and how that's ultimately for Yedias Hashem. And he traces it to that ultimate end goal. But over here, he just leaves the end goal. Okay, v'yosem alibo shielo ben ula yechochem gadol v'Yisrael. But how does that further or culminate in tzarech sheyechavim kol masav kulav kedei leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad? So apparently, what you see at this point in Halacha Gimel is about when the Rambam said that in Halacha Beis, he didn't mean only a person's personal yedias Hashem. He meant that there should be Yedias Hashem in the world. If that's what the Rambam meant in the beginning of Halacha Beis, there should be Yedias Hashem in the world. So then we understand. So he did explain how it reaches the ultimate and end goal. Nimsa mahalach b'derech zo kol yomav kulan oved es Hashem tamid. If a person genuinely, again, A, calibrates, B, orients. Again, calibrates means that I calibrate how much panasa I need. And then orient is then I orient that towards the Yedias Hashem. Just the orientation without the calibration doesn't add up to V'chol Ma'asecha Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. Nimsa mahalach b'derech zo kol yomav kulan oved es Hashem tamid afilu b'shoa shenoseh v'nosen afilu b'shoa sheboel mipnei shemachshavto b'kol kidei sheyimtza tzrochav ad sheyegufo sholem l'avod es Hashem v'afilu b'shoa shehu yoshen im yoshen l'da'as kidei shetanuach daitu olov v'yanuach gufo kidei shelo yechle. So why did the Rambam make this into a separate sentence? The Rambam should have said, "Nimtza amhalach b'derech zo kol yom of kulan, oved es Hashem tamid, afilu b'shoa shenoseh v'nosen, afilu b'shoa sheboel, afilu b'shoa shehu yashen." So the Rambam doesn't do that, right? The Rambam has two different sentences. First, he talks about every other, again, what we would characterize as mundane activity, not intrinsically sacred. Then he has a separate sentence for Shena. So it's clear, because the other difference is that in the first sentence, the Rambam writes that a person is Oved Es Hashem Tamid. And by Shena, the Rambam doesn't say he's Oved Es Hashem. He says, Nimtzei Shena Shelo Avoda LaMokom. So it's clear what the difference is. When a person is asleep, again, not conscious, because he's asleep, you can't say he's being Oved Es Hashem. Oved Es Hashem is a description of a person who's awake and conscious and salient. When a person is asleep, what you can say, which again is the ultimate that can be said at that point, is that the sleep is Avod Olam Makom. But in that sense, you can't speak in the same breath of and describe in the same terms the person who's conducting business, the person who's eating breakfast, with the person who's sleeping. In the first category, you can say he's being Oveda Hashem. In the second category, you can't say that a person who's not conscious, that a person who's asleep is being Oveda Hashem. You can say that the Shayna is Avodah Lamakom. Al Inyan Zatzivu Chachamim Ba'omu V'chol Masach Yilu Shem Shemayim V'hu Sha'am HaShlomu B'chach Maso V'chol Drachecho Da'ehu. I think the regular Tfusim print that the Rambam quotes the end of the Pasuk also. Here they print based on the Ksav Yad Teiman that the Rambam only quoted the first half of the Pasuk. Although it seems posher that that's the more accurate one, because the Rambam doesn't make a point of quoting Psukim in their entirety. And the Raya is only from the first half of the Pasuk. It's not from the second half of the Pasuk. So the Pashas is that this is the correct Girsa. The Rambam is just quoting the B'chol Drachecho Da'ehu. Here, okay, so now, if we step back for a minute, there's something very, very strange. A, if you go back to the, again, we just tried to get a little bit of an overview of Halacha's Beis and Gimel. If you go back to Halacha Aleph of Perek Gimel, again, so this is Halacha we sign in conjunction with a different mission of us. Shema Yoma Odom Ho V'Hataiva V'Hakavod V'Chayotze Bohen Derech Ra'ohen Umotzina sa adam in a olam efrosh mehem biyosav esrachik l'tzad ha'achron. I should go to the opposite extreme. Ad shelo yocha abosav v'lo yish siyayim v'lo yiso isha v'lo yeshe bedir ha'no'o v'lo yilbash malbush no'o ala hasak v'hatzama ha'krosha v'chayotze bohen kagon komi edom gam zoda achrohi v'osa leilich ba. Or in other words, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is continuing the sugya, the topic of the previous two pakim, of the Derech HaBeinonis, of the Midah Emtzos, the Derech HaBeinonis. So it's very strange that he. So we would have thought, if we had been asked to edit Mishnah Torah, so we would have told the Rambam, append Halacha Aleph to the end of Perek Beis, and then make V'chol drachecho da'eyu, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Make that its own parak. It's so conspicuous that the Rambam doesn't do that. Well, let's ask a different question. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim is a mission of us. Yeah, the Rambam here, in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, the Rambam's been talking about one topic of the Derech HaBeinonis. Halacha Aleph and Perek Gimel is also about that. Halachas Beis and Gimel are about a totally new topic of the V'chol Masechi L'Shem Shamayim. It's very strange that the Rambam, one more halacha, okay, so I don't know, the Rambam was worried that we were going to learn Perek Yomi and Mishnah Torah, and, you know, we've already learned seven halachas in Perek Beis. How much can you ask someone to learn? I don't know. So we'll push ourselves a little bit, and we could have learned the halacha ches in Perek Beis also. It's very, very conspicuous. B'chol ma'asach yu l'shem shemayim is a Mishnah. B'chol drachecho da'ehu is a pasuk in Mishnah. So this chiyuv of tzarech adam that what a person does should be the shem shamayim. So that's a divrei kabbalah, which then Chazal are reinforcing. So the pashtus is that it's a din d'orais. Shlomo HaMelech is not telling us a new chiyuv in divrei kabbalah. If you go, to Perek Yud Halacha Vav in Hilchos Tshuva, the last halacha in Sefer Amada, so the Rambam writes, "Davi Yadu Oboru She'ein Avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nikshares Belibo Shal Adam At Sheyishke Bo Tamid Karoui V'Yazov Kol Sheba Olam Chutz Mimena." Kamosha tziva v'amah b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. So what does that mean? That the person who's pursuing Avas Hashem, he doesn't eat? He's a malach, he never eats. But what does that mean? That the person who is pursuing Avas Hashem doesn't have a job? So that's certainly not the way the Rambam presents it in Paragim Filchas Talmud Torah. So what does it mean when the Rambam says that Dovi Yadu Uboru She'en Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekshavus B'libo Shel Adam He's constantly, totally immersed in it. And he has this single-minded devotion, dedication, pursuit. So clearly, the Rambam doesn't mean that we're not eating breakfast. The Rambam means, but we're eating breakfast, l'shem shemayim. And the Rambam doesn't mean that it's not that we're not holding down a job. It means we're holding down a job, but we're doing so for this end goal of Avas Hashem. So it's clear that the din de'oraisa, the mechayiv de'oraisa of v'chol masachi l'shem shemayim, the mechayiv de'oraisa b'chol drochecho da'ehu is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. The Emes is, if you take a look in Perek Chamishi of Shemona Prakim, where the Rambam also talks about V'chol Masach L'Shem Shemayim, he says it in Mufurish, that the De'oraisa of Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, that's what it means, B'chol Levavcha, U'B'chol Nafshecha, U'B'chol Me'odecha. So what does that leave? It doesn't leave anything. There's nothing that isn't included in B'chol Levavcha, U'B'chol Nafshecha, U'B'chol Me'odecha. That's the Mechayev in V'chol Masach L'Shem Shemayim, in B'chol Drachecha De'ehu. In which case, so now our question of organization in the Rambam is doubly puzzling. It's not only why didn't he give a Chol Masech its own perek, and why did he let Halacha Aleph spill over from the previous two Pekim, it's why isn't this in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva? Okay, maybe you want to put it back in Perek Beis of Yisod HaTorah, but why is it here? Right, so it's clear that both of these questions are pointing to one fundamental idea, which is that you can't have v'halachta b'drachav, the derech habeninus, without v'chol masachi l'shem shemayim. And that's why, we'll try to explain what that means in a minute, that's why the Rambam says, no, I'm not switching topics here. That's why halacha aleph is there. We should know, I'm still on the same topic. I'm not digressing. I'm still on the same topic. I'm still talking about the derech habeninus, the derech hamemutza. But to do so, and that's why halacha aleph bedafka is continues. That's why that discussion, the Rambam says, I'm continuing it. It's continuing into Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is devoted to that also. But you can't have that without v'chol masach l'shem shemayim, which is also why, as it were, the Rambam has to jump the gun. That even though v'chol masach l'shem shemayim is midine avas Hashem, and rightfully should have been presented in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, it has to be presented here. Why so? So if you take a look in Shemona Prakim at the end of Perek Chamishi in Shemona Prakim, where the Rambam, after the Rambam has discussed it, similar to his presentation here in Hilchos Deos. So there's a remarkable couple of lines here. The Rambam says, "Ukvo kolalu hachachamim aleim hashalom es kol inyan hazeh b'loshem k'tzare k'chol ha'efshar v'hikifu asa inyan hekef mushlam ma'od ma'od." Chazal encompassed comprehensively this whole topic in such a terse formulation. Acha, listen to this. The Rambam's mamash. You hear the hispilus. You hear it coming from, at a gap of 850 years, whatever it's been. You still hear the Rambam's hispilus here. Acha kasha hincha mizbonein b'kotzer osan hamilim. When you reflect at how few words Chazal used, ech bitu, how they expressed as ha'inyan hagodol v'ha'otzum b'chlalo. And so sparingly, they encompassed this inyan god of the otzon, People have written whole chibubim about this and haven't been able to successfully encompass, to be makif. You see that there's a koach eloki at work. What was the Sunni spoil here? Such a spoilus. He has similarly in the Hakdam Parakhelik, he has tremendous spoilus from Antigonus Yisocho, from that mission of us. He's also the spoilus is just he can't contain himself. I'm just the spoilus here. So the emes is that v'chol masachi l'shem shamayim, that there's, and maybe it's even an unstated premise or axiom, which is profound, and that is that v'chol masacha are nitposim in being dam l'shem shamayim. If Chazal can tell us, if Shlomo HaMelech can tell us, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, so the first chiddush is, before one looks at what the practical mandate and charge are, so the first chiddush is that v'chol ma'asacha are nitposim in l'shem shamayim. You can eat Cheerios l'shem shamayim. That's a gewaltige chiddush. I would have thought you can eat matzah at the seder of the Shem Shemayim. You can shake a lulav. You can put on talis and tefillin the Shem Shemayim. But Cheerios. You got to eat Cheerios. All right. There are some who make healthy cornflakes, but you have to eat breakfast. What do you mean? What do you mean? B'chol masach the Shem Shemayim. No, when you're being Ovidas Hashem, B'Torah and Mitzvahs, do that L'Shem Shamayim. Ha-hechrech lo yuguna. We're physical. In order to stay alive, we have to eat. So ha-hechrech lo yuguna. So you can't deny that reality. Okay. So comes the Rambam and says, no, Chazal here, look how they were makif. Chazal saying, v'chol ma'asecha, you should know that everything a person does in life, again, if he doesn't do extraneous, irrelevant, gratuitous things, everything a person does in life is nitpas in being done, l'shem shamayim. Again, the Rambam says that someone who's successful, this is on the madrega of a novi. But everything a person does in life is nitpas, is nitan to being done l'shem shamayim. What was the alternative? What would we have thought on our own without that hadracha? So what we would have thought on our own, and let's say you certainly find this in, it's a very, very prominent, for instance, in Greek philosophy. So what we would have thought on our own is that a person has a physical side and has an intellectual and spiritual side. It's the intellectual and spiritual that can, when a person engages in those activities, a person can be spiritual, a person can be intellectual when he's engaged in the intellectual and spiritual. And when the person is engaged in the physical, so then he's physical. And that's the chiddush of the chol masachi l'shem shemayim is that that's not true. The chiddush of the chol masachi l'shem shemayim is no, a person can be spiritual 24/7. And even when a person is oseg b'tzorkei aguf, even when a person is making hishtadlus for panasa, even when a person is going to the doctor, in Yanei Refuah, a person can be involved in Devarim Ruchaniyim all the time. So first and foremost, before it comes and tells us what our kavana should be, first and foremost, it establishes this tremendous yesod that v'chol ma'asecha anitposim anitanim to being the Shem Shamayim. And it's not only attitude. The nafgamina of this chiddush is not only attitudinal. It's not only when I'm eating breakfast. So does that automatically mean that it's a necessary evil to survive? Or is it potentially avodah l'makom? It's not only attitudinal. Avada, it is attitudinal as well, but it's not only attitudinal. What's the practical nafgamina? The practical nafgamina is this. If when I'm eating breakfast, basically that's my physical side, that's my animalistic side, and irredeemably, irredeemably so. So then, lechora, I need to be mema'et as much as is humanly possible. I shouldn't eat one Cheerio more than I need to survive, because it's basically something which is, again, it's irredeemably physical. So the approach to what's irredeemably, again, physical and megushimdik, okay, so tfosas haraba miyuto. You have to be memait as much as possible. If it's nitpas in v'chol ma'asech yadim shem shemayim, so then what should my degree of involvement be with Dvarim Gashmiyim? Not necessarily the absolute minimum, but what's optimal, l'shem shamayim. So how many cheris am I going to eat for breakfast? That which will best sustain my health, which will make me as vigorous. I'm not quite sure that I should be using that word with all these, whatever, a young person, which would make a young person as vigorous as possible. So it chaps a nafgamina, right? It's not only attitudinal, but then it also dictates to what degree one is involved. Nimtzeinu lemeidim rabosai that v'chol ma'asecha yulib shem shamayim is the indispensable complement to v'halachta b'drochav in two ways. Number one, how does a person just understand, say philosophically, if you like, how does a person understand why shouldn't I be an ascetic? Why shouldn't I be mema'et with the necessary evil of physicality as much as possible? A. B, how does a person determine, all right, so whatever, so even if a person thinks of as Gzeres HaKosov, that we don't understand, how does a person determine what the Derech HaMemutza is? So how many slices of pizza for lunch is the Derech HaMemutza? So you cannot learn, understand, or implement V'halach de'bedrachav without V'chol ma'asech yidu shem shemayim. You can't learn or understand it because it's one big medrash plia. A person should be an ascetic. He should eat as little as possible, and a person should wear sackcloth. If without v'chol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, without that chiddush that the Torah teaches us, that everything a person does is nitpas in being l'shem shemayim, so you can't begin to understand or appreciate what the din of halacha b'drachav is, A, and B, practically, there's no way of determining. So what's moderate? What's moderate? What's moderate in terms of how much income should I look to have? What's moderate in terms of how much should I eat and drink? What's moderate in terms of how big a house should I look to have? What is the Derech HaMemutza? So the answer is, what's needed for all these things to optimally support the L'shem Shamayim. That was the Rambam's Hispilus. All that is in these five words of V'chol Ma'asecha Yu L'shem Shamayim. He does say that, but what does it mean? So one end, so what should my annual salary be? So I mean, we know what one end is. One end is zero. What's the other end? What's the guy with the electric cars? The guy with the electric cars and the spaceships. Musk, yeah. So maybe I should, so one end is nothing, Rahman al-San. And the other end is, so the Derech HaMamut says that I should earn 50% of, I think I need a little bit of a raise then to be the kind of the Derech HaMamut says. So you're right, but, I think it means conceptual. I think it's conceptually, because otherwise, I mean, what I mean, ain't so flachil agasa. So what's the other end of the spectrum? Again, one end is the person wouldn't need anything, or I don't know, maybe he would, just drink water or something. I'm not sure what the zero end is. But what's the 100 end? I don't know what the 100 end is. This ain't so what, until he's literally incapable of any more achil agasa. So that wouldn't work quantitatively either, right? Because clearly the amount a person should eat is not half of the amount he could eat if he would push himself to the utmost of achil agasa. So al kochach, it means in a qualitative sense. Yitachen that lidvarenu, if you reread one line here in Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam says, Hamanig atzmo, rereading from the beginning of Halacha Gimel, if you have, take a look. Hamanig atzma al pi harufua, im soma libo, shiyye kol gufo, ve'evarav shleimim chazakim bilvad, v'shiyilo bonim osin malachto, v'ameilin letzarko, ein zo derech tova, ela yosem al libo shiyye gufo sholim v'chazir, kidei shetiyya nafsho yishar ladasis Hashem. Like this we read, you know, sort of just coasting along. No, that's not a good thing to do. The end game of a healthy lifestyle is not to be healthy. That's not the end game. But yitachin ma'od lidvarenu, that when the Rambam says ein zo derech tova, he means that in a very specific and maybe even call it technical sense, because back in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, the Rambam described the Midat Beinonis as being Derech HaTova. Shnei Tzovos HaRachol Gozol Mizar Shevuchol Deo V'Deo Einon Derech Tova. They're not the Derech Tova. Neither of the extremes is the Derech Tova. And then the Rambam says, Mitzuvin ha'onu, the end of Halacha Hey, Lolechiz b'drachim elu ha'benonim, v'heim ha'drachim ha'tovim v'ha'yisharim. So yitachen, that maybe what the Rambam is saying is that the v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, I don't know, this would be a chiddush, but maybe that's what it really means here. When he says ein zo derech tova, what will be if a person... He's a health and fitness guru. Not mamish everything, the healthiest diet imaginable, and the exercise regimen. But again, it's all about just feeling good. It's all about there's no b'chol ma'asecha yilim shem shemayim. There's no b'chol d'ochecha d'ehu element to it. But l'maisa, how much does he eat? Exactly as much as he should. Not a cheerio more, not a cheerio less. And how much does he exercise? Exactly what he needs to be in optimal health. But he's not doing it for any greater good. He's not doing it l'adas es Hashem. He's not doing it b'chol ma'asecha yilim shem shemayim. So is he mekayim v'alachta b'drachav? You're talking, that's what the Rambam is saying, that this link between the Vahalach the Bedrachim and Chom HaSekhim Shem Shemayim is not only Lahavin Ulahaskil, to know, to understand Pshat in the Vahalach the Bedrachim, is not only to establish what's necessary to identify the Derech HaMemutza, but maybe the Kavana is even Ma'akevis. Maybe the Derech HaMemutza is not meaningful. The discipline in eating, the discipline in one's health, all of that has to be contextualized. It has to be framed. Otherwise, as the Rambam says, you'll take a look in Perek Hamishi, there in Shemana Prakim. So the person who's not careful about what he eats, so his take on Gashmi says, I want the gastronomical pleasure. And the other person's take on life is, no, I want to enjoy the benefits of feeling good, of being in optimal health. Why is the second one is not superior to the first one? I mean, if they have a race, I'd put my money on the second one. But Lamaisa, if you're talking spiritually, religiously, the second one is not superior to the first one. Okay, we'll stop here.